All right, guys, we are returning on part three of the podcast.
Greetings.
Why not?
We're just puffing on some cigars, having a good night. And I think that the night is going to get better. I'm projecting that it will. It could possibly get worse. Back to you, Cotton.
You say back to you, God? You're in charge
Cotton,
now.
Cotton, you ever watch that Dodgeball? I watched it the other day.
Oh, Cotton. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dodge, dip, dive, and dodge.
I know something that can get us out of this. $50,000, that's exactly what we need.
Oh, to save their gym or wherever the fuck they got going? Yeah.
Oh. I love Ben Stiller, dude. My favorite comedian of all time. Not comedian. I didn't know, what's his name done stand-up? The guy that was in, like, Animal. You see him on a lot of, he wasn't on Happy Gilmore. He was on Little Nicky. You Can Do It.
You Can Do It.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
I didn't know he done stand-up.
Yeah. He got some clips out there.
But he, I think I seen a clip not too long ago where he's like, oh, you know, fuck you. You want to talk shit? Fucking,
I seen that.
You get up here. I'm making fucking $50,000 a night, you know, or whatever.
Fuck. It was a heckle, yeah. I seen that too.
Got any more stripes or?
No. Oh, yeah. We got one more.
Or you can save if you want that. I'll take the Michelob or
I love whatever you're treating with. I think I drink my fill of them. I think I drink like 12 of them. Red Stripe is my
favorite. Funny, every time I have a craving for it and I go to the store,
there's never any there.
Yeah.
Never any there.
They only have like two cases at a time or some shit.
And you're lucky if you get there in time. For one.
Oh, there must be a Jamaican in town buying this shit.
No, it's me. It's literally me. If you go up there and there's none there, because I bought it all.
You bought it all. And if I start going up there, all the Mikko's gone. I'm going to blame you.
Dakota!
That son of a bitch. If I won the lottery, no one would know, but there would be subtle signs.
No more Michelob.
Just fucking wasted all the time.
I noticed that all the cans are gone and none of the bottles, but yeah, Zach was here.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of drinking out of bottles, but as if I get too fucked up, I start clinking my fucking teeth on the...
I used to go up there when I first moved back, when I would go up there and I'd buy Milwaukee's Best. My uncle's still up down here, and I live down
there. Yeah, they stay fully stocked on that shit.
And dude, no, he would buy it all out, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I would go up there and
your uncle here?
Yeah, I was like, where's all the Milwaukee's Best at? And come to find out, I come down here, I'm like, man, they have the Milwaukee's Best.
We sell them dead dandelions? That's where it is.
I look, open up his refrigerator, there's like 70 cases of it in there. I'm like, what are you just stocking up, dude?
You never know.
Heavy drinker.
Heavy drinker, yeah. That's something. I think it's called alcoholism.
Oh, yeah. I think in my prime, dude, I was putting down... I would get 30 packs of the Bush, not Bush Light, not Bush Ice, but the medium Bush.
I would, the medium Bush.
Yeah, it was a gold can.
I didn't know they had ratings like cigarettes with beer.
It was medium, schmedium.
I mean, there's Michelob Ultra. There's not like another Michelob, is there?
No, and it's weird because Bush has like Bush Light. It has the regular Bush, which is the gold cans. Then it has Bush Ice, which is 6%. Or 5.9%.
Interesting.
I think it's 5.9%. But I would buy a 30-pack of that from Walmart probably every second day. So I'd be drinking like 90 beers a week. So 120.
You could be drinking this the whole time. It's got low calorie and everything.
At the prime of my drinking. I know.
And it's just like you're not eating. You're only taking liquid calories. It doesn't count.
I gained so much weight because I was drinking Milwaukee's Best Ice.
And eating ramen noodles. Yeah, every all the day. Sodium.
Yeah, and I would just be full. I was like, oh, this is the life, you know?
This is the life.
I would gauge my work day. I would buy a 6-pack of the Tall Boys. I'm only drinking 3 if I got to work, and I'm drinking 12 if I don't have to. You know? I was like, these are the days I can get real fucked up.
I ain't got work tomorrow.
I'm a good boy anymore, though. I'll drink on a Friday, on a Saturday. Give me a day to recover.
I try not to go too hard anymore. Although we went fairly hard last Friday.
But. Yeah. It just interferes with my work schedule so much, dude. If I drink too heavy and I get all sad and depressed, and it does. And to anybody that drinks, you can't tell me it doesn't make you sad and depressed.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a fucking depressant, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it might make you happy in the moment. You run your mouth, talk shit with people. But if you do it alone, though, which I was doing as well.
Yeah.
That's why I made a rule where, like, I just don't drink during the week unless it's, like, a social event or, like, a holiday or special occasion.
Yeah. But
mostly it's just on the weekends, and I try not even go that hard, you know. Maybe once a week, you know.
That's what I'm saying, too.
It's probably too much anyways, you know, for, like, a Mormon, I guess, but...
A Mormon, you said?
Yeah. But
I don't think Mormons drink, bro. So.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, to us, you know,
the orange juice,
you're a Mormon. To you, like, we're all fucking alcoholics.
You ever met the Mormons? Yeah, they're rough people, dude. I almost got caught up in a Pentecostal cult.
Was this where they tried to force, not force you, but like tell you to marry somebody?
Yeah, they were like, hey, there's this lady over there. She thinks you're attractive. You should marry her. You know, you wouldn't have to work again. She's got a really good job.
Oh fuck. You're switching roles on it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, man, maybe. And I was like, I don't know, this doesn't feel right, you know?
You fucked up, bro. Look at you now.
And they're up there talking about, like, snakes and shit, and fucking, yeah.
Speaking in tongues.
They were snake, yeah, they were speaking in tongues. All the women would separate from the men and stuff like that. It was strange.
You know the people at that church up there?
Which one? There's about 70 of them.
There is a lot, and post office around here, but Cornerstone.
Yeah, Cornerstone.
You've heard about that one?
Yeah, the one up there at the...
By Gittinza.
Yeah.
You heard about it?
I heard somebody got hung up in some, like, child abuse charges not too long ago.
Like, it was a couple years ago. He raped some kid. And, like, one kid, like, killed himself over it. It was a whole thing.
I mean, is it Catholic?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but I knew some people that went there because I was dating this chick at the time, and she would go to Williamsburg for church every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find her something closer, and I was talking to these guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, I'm seeing this girl, blah, blah, blah. Trying to find her somewhere right here. He's like, oh, take her to our church. And I was like, where's that? I was like, Cornerstone. I was like, you know, I heard some shit about that.
You know, that's where the guy that became a cop at Eminem was going for a while, and he's the one that told me about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which I told him, like, I was like, nah, I'm not going to. And like, oh, I was like, why not? I was like, well, I've heard some things. I was like, what'd you hear? I was like, I don't want to talk about it, you know. And y'all go there. He's like, no, we love hearing the stories. I was like, okay.
We love hearing the stories. That's not a good question.
Like, we want to know what people think. And I was like, and I heard, I didn't tell them certain things, but I was like, oh, y'all, like, talk to snakes and shit and play with them. And they're like, oh, no, we don't know snakes. I'm like, oh, okay. So I, like, got relaxed. I was like, yeah, and it says y'all, like, you know, talking tongues and shit. And they're like, oh, yeah, talking tongues is in the Bible. And they were super serious.
No, it is. No, it is. It definitely is. That's when the Holy Ghost hits you, and you speak the Lord's tongue. And then people...
I can ramble off some gibberish, too, you know? Give me about 12 beers.
When it comes to religion, and this is a lot of things. You ever heard of, like, the placebo effect? Like, you take a sugar pill, and it can make you, like, feel
good. Yeah, sugar pill, yeah.
That's how it is with a lot of these churches. A lot of them are led by, like, false prophets, you know? Like, the one I was in Arkansas, like, the guy was talking about... Somebody in here is watching porn on their phone, and the Lord told me this, and I was like, no.
It's probably like 90% of men in there.
His wife told you that, and now you're talking about it, and you're putting them on blast. Like, oh, yeah. Well, you just lied, and you just sinned. So how are you going to stand in front of me and sin? And that's when I got out of there. I was still close to him because I worked with him a lot. And don't get me wrong, dude, there was a lot of great people in that church and a lot of great views.
Yeah, I mean, there's good people out there, but... You know, if I even mention that I'm a Satanist, you know, like, oh, you worship the devil. I don't worship the devil. Like, look into this. Yeah, those Satan boys. I don't worship the devil. I don't worship anything. I worship myself. I'm like my own God, you know, like I'm not a sheep. I am my own shepherd kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if you read into it, that's what got me into it. Well, the one chick I dated for years and lived together with, she turned me on to it more. But it's all about really just being a good person, and do on to others what do to you. Which I'm not too on to that.
It's pretty basic in life.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really into the whole eye for an eye thing. That's just not the only thing I don't jive with. Like, if someone does bad to you, do bad to them. Like,
no,
you know, really, if you do bad to me, I just don't fuck with you.
Exactly.
That's what I do. I just cut a motherfucker off. Yep. You know, I'm real fucking quick with that.
That's the only way you can do that, dude.
Because I'm like, oh, okay, I just. You know, you want to be like that passive aggressive bullshit.
Let me take a step back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give more chances, and then it kind of gets to the point where I'm like, I just slowly pull out, and it's just like, I just don't exist in your life anymore.
Yeah.
But, it's just be a decent fucking human being. It ain't nothing about sacrificing nothing, you know. That's a whole different thing.
You know, I hate someone more that lies to me than someone that steals from me. Because if you're lying to me, like, I'm starting to listen to what you're saying. I'm believing in reality.
So three things I hate in life. Paying taxes. You have to do it, right?
Yeah.
Fucking lazy people and liars.
Yeah.
Three things.
If someone steals from me, like, oh, he stole from me. He's not allowed back in my house.
He's a piece of shit.
Somebody lies to me, I'm digging into it. I'm like, oh. Now I figure it out later on. It's like, what else did you lie about?
Yeah, I'm not going to put any names on blast, but, you know the one person that lies a lot. Yeah. And it's like, and they lie to your face, and then you try to call them out. Not even, like, really call them out, but, like, do, like, a callback on what they said. Like, oh, I never said that. I'm like, no, you did.
Well, I'm doing an impression.
I might be fucking autistic or retarded or whatever you want to say, but I have a fairly good memory.
Zach has been touched with autism.
Yeah, it's here. His
eye is crooked.
It gets crooked the more I drink.
When I met him, he had a bulb on the top of his head. It has disappeared.
What?
We don't know where
a
it went.
A bulb?
Yeah. That BB shot that was in your head. You're like, what is this sack?
I'll tell you. Oh, dude, it got so hot one. It got so hot one summer that it started pussing, and I just shot it into my fucking bathroom mirror. And I was like, oh, I'm cured.
That was nasty.
The cancer's gone. Dude, it stunk so bad. It's like, you know, like people that have their ears gauged, they would know that, like, that funk.
Yeah.
And that's what
I am so glad I did not do that. I was 5 seconds away from doing it.
Gauging your ears?
Yeah, and the guy left. He's like, oh, I got all the gauges. They're at my friend's house. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, dude. And he left and never came back. I was like, thank God I never went into that. Because you see him, I mean, I know it does heal and shrink.
Yeah,
down.
You remember JB, our old manager. They look like little buttholes now, you know.
Little buttholes?
It's the ears, because he used to have them really gauged.
Yeah.
But, and he doesn't wear them, so they're like shrunk up, but you just see that thing. And I'm not really into piercings. I've never had any piercings. I've thought about getting my, septum pierced, or maybe the smiley, or even my dick pierced, the underneath.
Have you got a friend that's got a Prince Albert?
So that's I don't want to go through my dick. I like to the equivalent to a smiley, but on your dick. You know, the underneath skin, that little thing. Like, I just want to do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I guess. I'm not gonna go flaunt it anywhere. Like, hey, I got a piercing too. You know, look at my dick. But it'd be something to do.
Yeah.
You got any speaking of body modifications, you got any tattoo plans or whatever?
Do I have any more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I've got plenty more, dude.
I have a whole list of shit. You know, I talked about, paying my car off and getting a personal loan to get that bike.
Yeah.
I realized I don't want to kill myself on a motorcycle, right? But I still want to pay the car off, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But if I can get a personal loan and use it as, collateral, you know, because my vehicle's still worth, at least 20 grand,
or
you know.
Vehicle.
What's that?
What are you using as a collateral? Your body or your
no,
vehicle?
No, no, no. I'm using...
I'm not going to kill myself. I promise.
No, I'm saying I'm going to pay off the car, and then I can go apply for a personal loan.
Yeah.
And then use the car as collateral. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, give me a better interest rate, because if I fuck up, you can take my car. That's worth 20 grand.
Chesapeake Bank, do not give him any money. He is fibbing. He will run
Chesapeake
off.
Chesapeake Bank.
He will run off.
But I was going to get...
Kind of stank in here.
I thought about getting $8,000 for the bike, so I'm like, damn, I could get $8,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
Anyways, on a personal loan.
You remember the last bike you had and how hard it was to sell it? I don't think you should invest.
It sold.
I mean, eventually.
But I'm not getting a bike, though, is what I'm getting at. Mm. Is I'm going to get this personal loan for $8,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
That'd be $200 or less a month. And I'm just going to dump it in tattoos.
We're going to hold it. We're on the last minute here.
Oh, no.
Yep, guys, we're getting ready to start.
Until the next time.
If you're listening to this, we're getting ready to hit another podcast in just a second.
Goodbye, cuties.
If you're still listening, you are a demented fool. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't listen to this shit. This guy's rambling, drinking Red Stripe.
Yeah, Red Stripe. Not Bud
Light. Put a cigar out and smoke a cigarette, so.
Yeah. I put a cigarette in my cigar, just to let you guys know. I like my nickname.
Kaboom!
All right, guys, we'll cut it short here. On to the next one.